European Union.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The EU thanks the Special Rapporteur for the presentation of his reports. We actively follow the mandate's work and support its renewal at this session. Mrs. Special Rapporteur, the European Union shares your view that access to funding is essential to the existence of CSOs. We therefore continue supporting civil society across the world through various initiatives led by the Global Europe Civil Society Organizations Programme worth €1.5 billion. We are concerned about the reported trend of increasing undue restrictions in relation to funding, and we call for a safe, enabling and thriving environment for civil society organizations where access to resources is recognized, respected and promoted. The EU is also concerned about the expansion of human rights violations and abuses in the context of peaceful protests. Everyone's voice should be heard, be it offline or online. Instances in which the proportionality of police action is questioned must be investigated, be it in the EU or elsewhere. We echo your key recommendations that responses to peaceful protests must be grounded in respect for international human rights standards and that full accountability must be ensured. The EU applauds the courage of peaceful protesters, including human rights defenders who risk their lives in highly restricted environments. Mr. Special Rapporteur, both presented reports underline the need for harmonizing domestic legal norms with states' international obligations. What concrete steps can the international community undertake